This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short 3-question survey.
We're experiencing unexpected high call volume, so you might experience a longer wait time.
Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait time. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
Calling Geekville Customer Care. My name is Erica. How may I help you?
Hey, how you doing, Miss Erica? My name is Tara. I'm giving a call from XPO. I have an FMS number for you when you're ready.
Okay, let's see. What is the FMS number?
Alrighty, the FMS number is 761-705-51.
Sounds a little muffled. So it's 761-705-51?
Yes, ma'am.
And you said Tom, I'm sorry, because I
it's
can't.
It's Tyrone.
Tyrone, okay. Sorry about that. It sounds a little bit muffled, but.
Yes, ma'am. Right. Sorry about that.
Okay, let's see. Let me see. I'm just bringing up the order. All right. It's loading. And the phone number, let me just put in their phone number, 929-325-8089. And the name and the address on the order?
All right. This is for Earl Emanuel on 421 Smith Street.
Okay. All right. And this is, well, hang on a second. Let me just, there's two different things. Okay, so there's two separate appointments. One is for February 21st, and the other one is for February 24th. So what's the reason for the call?
Okay, so the tech was sent back out there to check on the dishwasher, and the dishwasher defective. That's the ticket we have for today. I'm guessing this is supposed to be a service call.
So it needs to be, okay, what was the, wait, hang on. So this, the servicer was sent out for a dishwasher installation, but it was actually a service call?
No, it was just a service call.
It was just a service call. Okay, I'm just seeing, on our end, it looks, everything looks different. Like,
yes, ma'am.
This is February 24th, today is March 9th. Okay, so let me see. All right, so he was sent out for a service call because the dishwasher is defective, and so what happened? So did he come to the conclusion that the customer needs a return exchange?
Yes, ma'am. That's what he went out there to see, was it defective, because they said they're having a problem with it, and he realized it was defective because he says nothing wrong with the install.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know how they do these, because a service technician, this guy that just went out today, now this is just regular talk here, but the guy that went out today was an installer. He wasn't a servicer, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so it's like he was just checking to make sure the installation was correct, but the customer probably needs a servicer to diagnose if, you know, what is wrong with the unit and everything, and then take it from there, but...
Well, normally the people they have installed, they send out to check the, you know,
the installation. Diagnose?
I'm not for sure completely because, you know, I'm not with all the technical terms. But normally
yeah, no,
they just, you know.
Yeah, because what I'm seeing, it's a redo of the installation. So basically, the guy that went out today is just checking to make sure that the installation was done correctly. But then when we schedule an actual service, it's scheduled differently. It's with a servicer that goes, diagnoses the issue. If the machine needs any parts, you know, or needs anything repaired, then they order the parts or they repair it right there and then. But they don't just check installation. The servicers actually diagnose the appliance, okay. The technical parts of the thing.
That's right. Well, maybe if whichever the best step for to just reach out and advise the customer, because if it's like a different system, then
yeah. All right. Let me just finish the notes and I'll come back with the case ID. Okay.
Okay. No problem.
All right. Thank you. Tyrone, I'm sorry to keep you holding. I have that case ID.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I am.
It's 282-898-139.
All right, so we have 282-898-139.
Yep, exactly.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, Ms. Erica, for assisting me here at XPO. You have a wonderful night.
You
be safe.
You too. Take care. Thank you. Bye. Mm-hmm.